What up, Get Up Nation? My name is Ben Biddick, the host of the Get Up Nation podcast and co-author of Get Up, The Art of Perseverance, with former Major League Baseball player and CEO of Lurong Living, Adam Greenberg. Recently, Everett Gibbons was kind enough to speak with me about his song, Getting Well. This song plays at the end of the Get Up Nation podcast episode 32 and speaks to the importance of taking care of ourselves and our mental health as we all strive to create impact in our worlds. Listen to Everett bring fire when he describes how he created the song, how it's impacting others, and how he stays resilient each day and night as he pursues his personal and professional objectives. Enjoy this Get Up Nation artist highlight number one, and don't miss the most recent episode of the Get Up Nation podcast at getupnationpodcast.com, where Pittsburgh Steeler and combat veteran Alejandro Villanueva and combat veteran Richard Buzz Bryan describe how their commitment to serve didn't end at the time of being honorably discharged from their duties overseas. It continues today as they serve to inspire and support the men and women who have offered their very lives to give us the gift of our freedom. Check out Everett's most recent album, a recent collaboration, and Everett's song Limitless, which was recently included in Gary Vaynerchuk's Daily V episode 470 at the links below. Check it out, everettgibbons.com and getupnation.com. Subscribe today.
You know, just in general, I think it was just like a really tough time. And I kind of got to the point where there was different factors playing into everything, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't necessarily one big thing, you know? There was multiple things going on at the time. So it got to a point where I was really down and I wasn't necessarily focusing on myself, you know what I mean? I was focusing on the other stuff, you know what I mean? I wasn't controlling what I could control, you know? Right. And I was trying to control what I couldn't control, I guess is the right way to say it. There's a lot of things going on at that time, but I got to the point where I kind of just started asking myself, when are you going to stop caring about all the other stuff that's going on, you know, all the extras? You can control what you can control. And I think when, in a non-selfish way, I just kind of shifted my attention towards myself.
Take care of yourself and take care of your own mentality, and then things kind of correct from there a little bit if you show yourself some self-love, some self-value.
Well, absolutely, you know what I mean? I was in an Uber probably like 3-4 weeks ago, and that song came on, and I haven't listened to my own stuff in a while, the older stuff at least, and then I heard that song, and I like was in the Uber, and it just came on my Spotify,
and I was like, awesome.
All right, I guess I won't change it, because this guy, the guy I'm with doesn't even know, you know, who I am or that it's me that's singing, you know what I mean? And he was like, man, I really like this, and I was like, oh, I appreciate it, and I ended up telling him, but within that ride, I was kind of listening to him myself, and I was like, wow, it applies a lot to a lot of different people, and just even over the last couple of weeks, people, like old friends have reached out about that song in particular for some reason. One of my buddies is like, he recently moved to Texas, he's like, yeah, man, that song, like, helped me a lot.
Awesome.
And that's really cool to hear. Especially with like my genre too. I like to make a lot of pointless stuff. Whether it's being goofy or it's not necessarily like a problem at the forefront of society. And I look at that track and I'm really proud of it. The whole writing process really came down to the hook says it perfectly. Like, I gotta start worrying about myself before I worry about these other situations that I really have no say in how they work out.
Clearly, you've struck a chord in people's experience today with that song, and that's cool that you're getting that response. And that's similar for me too. When I was listening to your music and going through and thinking, you know, I'd like to get some of your music on the podcast if you were down to do that. I just thought, because Get Up Nation is so much about having people learn how to be resilient, overcome their challenges, because so many people are facing so many obstacles. There's a lot of that, you know, there's so many headlines that are troubling to people today, mass violence. So to hear that song of saying, you know what, it's empowering, it's satisfying. Before we solve all these problems, or before we even solve some of them, we got to learn how to take care of ourselves, because people, I think, largely feel really helpless or powerless in a lot of ways. And it helps people take that power back to say, you know what, can't necessarily fix all that, but you know what, I can take time to care for myself today. And in being kind to myself or helping get my mentality right, then I truly do become part of the solution, because then I can be an example. I can care for others better. I'm not lost in my thoughts or getting down or caught in anxiety or whatever it is.
So. Yeah, man. It's like a daily thing, too. Everybody has a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, and some people have more drastic, more volatile situations than others. You know, some people's struggle today is whether they're even going to see tomorrow. You know what I mean? And then there's other people that have smaller struggles. They vary. And that's kind of the thing is, like, at some point you need to start respecting that in yourself. You've got to understand how far you've come as a person, but also have, like, the decency and the respect to acknowledge other people's ability to do what you're doing, which is maintaining your health. You know what I mean? Because that's really what it comes down to. You're only here for so long, you know what I mean? From point A to point B, you know? And then whatever happens after that point B, none of us are going to know, at least in this lifetime. It's really big for you to acknowledge the time that you're given.
Yeah.
Understand you're on borrowed time. I don't care what your religion is or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the clock strikes zero for everybody eventually.
Yeah.
So it really is. It's crucial to get up, you know, and feel. It's really, I guess, the best way to say it. You got to feel. You know what I mean? And at points in time, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be, you know, X, Y, and Z. But
I love it.
The end reality of everything is your mental health really is should come first before anything, because this is what you're given for your lifetime, this body. Your body is an instrument for your soul.
Yep.
And you want to take care of that instrument. You want to preserve it. You don't want to be overly cautious.
Right.
But you want to live, and you want to live in a way that you could be proud of. So with the whole getting well thing, like, people are coming up to me. It's been up for 3 years, and just now you're reaching out to me. That gives me hope with the whole, like, exposure thing, as far as, like, dude, it's a slow grind, you know what I mean? Right. Some people have a release a song 4 years before it ever even gets heard by anybody, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's crucial, and it makes me feel good that I feel I'm doing well for myself by being patient and not throwing the towel in and being like, oh, you know, screw this, you know, nobody likes my music. It's like, nobody likes your music. If you feel like that, like, I don't feel like that, but if you feel like nobody likes your music, you gotta ask the question, how many people are actually hearing your music, you know what I mean? And how many people are you trying to get to listen to your music, you know what I mean? You could put out a foolish song, but you gotta understand, not everybody's gonna want to hear that foolish song. With the getting well, man, it really is. It's about putting yourself first a little bit, and I think that's kind of what coincides with Get Up Nation.
Absolutely.
Like you said, it's about overcoming daily adversity. It's a daily thing. It's not a get over this one big hump and you're gonna be happy for the rest of your life.
Exactly,
it's not like
right.
that. It doesn't work
exactly
like that
right.
for people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's a constant grind, and that's you know, whether it's music, whether it's movies or whatever, you know what I mean? Try to implement something into your daily schedule that makes you happy or gives you inspiration or anything. Inspiration is cheap, dude. Somebody said that to me and it stuck with me. Inspiration is cheap because you need to open up your mind and allow yourself to be influenced by it. You can't sit there and look at everything and be like, why isn't this inspiring me? Why is this, you know what I mean? Like, what I'm looking at right now, why is this not inspiring me? Well, it might not be about what you're seeing. It might be more about what you're expecting out of it. And when you lower those expectations, you tend to get a lot of good things from it. You know what I mean?
I love it, man. Absolutely.
You tend to work a little harder, too.
Absolutely. What can I help you promote? What can I do?
Well, like you said, I got a new album out. I just recently dropped it. It's called Pomegranate Music. It's available on all major retailers. Obviously, my name's Ever Given, so you just gotta kind of type in Ever Given. Pomegranate's misspelled, so it's P-O-M-A, and then Granite, like the Granite State, like P-O-M-A, Granite Music. So if you look up the right spelling of Pomegranate, it might not show up. But
sure.
My whole goal with that is hopefully at some point enough people listen to it where the search engine will get it right. But that's a 15-track album that's got features on it, and It really ranges, but that's more of a, it's like a listener's project, I feel like. I say that about a lot about my stuff, but there's some upbeat, you know, stuff that people can vibe with.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like this dreadful old boom bap type hip hop that people can't.
Yeah.
It changes nicely over 15 tracks, and I guess if anybody would like to check that out, that'd be awesome. And I'm pretty reachable as far as social media goes and all that stuff. I pretty much run all of it myself too. So
okay, all right.
If people ever want to reach out, yeah, you can find me at just Everett Gibbons.
Everett Gibbons, bringing his fire to Get Up Nation. Keep grinding, Get Up Nation. It ain't over yet.